This question is coming from Vipassana, Vipassana and attachment. So I was just thinking right now, we were talking about looking at a rose and understanding that the rose is going to change sometime. If I do that continuously, do I run the risk of building a narrative in my head or an identity which is always coming in the way of the object and me, which rather than helping me appreciate the beauty of things, actually kind of hinders the beauty? Because then when I'm looking at anything, I'm looking at it from a lens of that narrative that is going to change, it's going to change. So I never really appreciate it for what it really is. I do appreciate the thought which comes in, and the thought is beautiful in a way that, yeah, this is going to change. But don't you think that when I do that continuously, and it's possible that I don't have to do it, that's probably my question is also going, is that I'm running the risk of kind of destroying the beauty of it, because there is beauty in objects also. If you look at it without the narrative, without any suffer, without any resistance, a narrative, there is tremendous beauty in things.
Well, the problem isn't the beauty. The problem is how we relate to it. In the same way that the problem isn't that things are impermanent, it's how we relate to it. And so it's whatever we can do to shine a light on our inherent kind of prejudices or biases of the mind. That's what we're trying to understand, because it's not about finding a perfect position that you can be in. What you're doing is finding a place of balance that you're not shaken by anything.
So do you suggest that I do it as a precautionary measure, or after I realize that I'm becoming attached to it?
Whatever works. Whatever works. It's like one of Ajahn Chah's teachers, memorable teaching. This path in this practice is not difficult. If the defilements come at you low, then you jump over them. If they come at you high, then you duck. You know, because as soon as you start theorizing, making it theoretical or idealizing it, you've lost the path.